It's time now for the Remembrance Project, our weekly look at the lives of those who've passed. This morning, writer Alyssa Eli remembers one man's love for Nantucket.
Since the whaling days of the 1700s, the Barneys of Nantucket, unpretentious Quakers, have lived on that stark clabbered island. Most were born there. William Hadwin Barney Jr. was an exception, but only technically.
He didn't go to Nantucket until he was 6 days old. And he always said, "I'm not a Nantucketer," because I wasn't born there. And it was very much something that bothered him. And actually, he had a real chip on his shoulder about it his whole life.
Libby Holman knew her grandfather as Poppy, a rugged man who refused to wear sunscreen or socks and hitched his shorts with nautical-themed belts. Nantucket was Poppy's life. It started with summers and weekends.
Swimming off of the docks, fishing, you could dive down into the water right off of the jetties and pick up lobsters off the bottom of the ocean just crawling along.
There were clams offshore and bluefish off boats. The island brought him all good things. On a leave from the Navy, he was working as an officer on a German subchaser, he met his wife there, proposed to her 3 days later, and married her a month after that. Nantucket was like a tide over the next 70 years, drawing them back even as they followed the flow of Poppy's career across the country. He was salty and unflamboyant, fierce about family, yet never demonstrative.
So you'd come in the room and you'd get a little punch on the shoulder, or, "How are you?" You know, and a big firm handshake for my husband or for my brother, and a little peck on the cheek for me. You'd say, "All right, bye, Pops, I love you."
"All right, see you soon."
In his 90s, poor health forced a choice between Florida or returning to Nantucket. Poppy and his wife knew the impractical choice. Winters are terrible. Medical care is poor. Tax incentives are worse. It didn't matter.
He just had to go home. And if he wasn't born in Nantucket, well, at least he would die one. If you're going to live in a place like that, you have to be self-sufficient and confident and steadfast and weather storms. And that's what my grandfather did.
He was the island. The island was him, from 6 days after birth to the end of his life. The funeral was held outdoors.
And it was a perfect day. It was a Nantucket day. It was 55, 60 degrees and windy and rainy and gray and foggy. It was perfect for a salty, weathered man.
Libby Holman telling writer Alyssa Eli about her grandfather, William Hadwin Barney Jr., who died in his Nantucket home in March at the age of 95. To suggest someone for remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.